Okay. So now let's just start. Let's just start. I just want to just make sure that I'm reading it right, okay? When the Rambam, the Ram says in Moran Vuchim, Avli Masvor B'tshuva Yaz Lamut. If he holds from this concept, his outlook, that's what people talk in the Arabic part, his outlook is that tshuva, that there is an institution of tshuva, whatever it is, he'll be Chayz Lamut. V'yashav L'matzav Mesukon B'yoseh. And it'll be better than it was before. Okay, the same. Which afterwards he says is the is that tziva kol lashu mikol chet is hakulil lashu mikol chet who had not put me. Okay? So he's referring to what the mitzvah is. Okay. So now he says, Kulim aviduyim v'hakobonos, is it a vav amachalik? They're all different options. You have vidui, and you have the option of korban, and of shoygi mezid, and tanyos, or no? I just don't know. There's no option. You need vidui, certainly. The question is, you can machazik with other things also. He's talking about things that are machazik. But without vidui, you know, you can't say tshuva and korban. You can say tshuva and tanyos without vidui, and that's kilu. It's not good that you are detached from chet. L'chay wouldn't have said that. I'm just asking just how to read it. That's all. Okay, to say that. That's just a simple point. That's not really what I want to. You know, just to make things clear. Okay, now. We pointed out last week that there are many differences in the formulation of the mitzvahs in the Hakdoma to the Ram Mishneh Torah, that the Minyan HaKotzer, the formulation seems to be the exact same as the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And then, Kiilu, you turn the next page in the Rambam, and it's the formulation of Mishneh Torah, okay? And a priori, if you could say the thing that the Rambam wrote, because he himself says that he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, and I guess he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs, and he finished writing that Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah because really you needed the Minyan HaMitzvahs in order to put together Mishneh Torah. And then Kiilu, he stopped. He wrote Mishneh Torah. And he came back and he finished that Hakdoma. Okay? Now, okay. Or you can say he wrote it together with Mishneh Torah. You see, the question is that he wrote the Hakdoma, that first half and the second half, together, b'vas achas, is a little strange to say such a thing. So you'd say you wrote either together with Mishneh Torah, or even after Mishneh Torah, okay? And I could even imagine you wrote it after Mishneh Torah, because, you see, it's a very strange thing, because if you recall, I pointed out that in Hilchos Tanyos, he says the mitzvah is lizvados. Lizayt, l'fnei Hashem, and b'chatzaitzes, right? And when he comes to Hakdoma, he says the mitzvah is l'his'anois v'lizayt. So, and that, we pointed out, is very much like Moran Nevuchim, that tiny is a part of the Aki Tshuva, okay? And you could have imagined it impossible for him to write at the beginning of Hilchos Tanyos that the mitzvah is l'hisanos. Because if he writes in Hilchos Tanyos that mitzvah be the serifim l'hisanos, it can't be part of Nusach HaMitzvah. Because the Rambam is very clear in Sherisheni in Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Nusach of Mitzvahs is mefurish b'kra, not mitzvah serifim. And even if you say that the Rambam meant to be the reserve over there, probably is the Rabbonim, that's what he means. But even if you assume that it's a deraisa, which is not the foolish and call, which there is such a possibility in Medivisar, the Rambam clearly has such an option. I think in Perek Yud Zayin, in Pirush Mishnayis and Kalim, Mishnah Yud Beis, he says that we're foolish, that you shouldn't make the mistake, Medivisar might need a deraisa, but it's not the foolish and call. But L'chira, whatever you end up with, when you talk about a nusach of a mitzvah, I say it can't be divisive. So the Rambam has changed his whole approach. So I would assume it was afterwards, okay? But, you know, I can, you know, that doesn't bother me. I'm going to take chronology over here. But the amazing thing that bothered me, and I didn't know if I should say it, but, you know, it was clear to the Rambam. He had the first half of that Gomor and the second half of that Gomor in front of him. And he left the first half of that Gomor with the old Nusach of Sefer HaMitzvos and the new half with the new Nusach. And it didn't bother him. Okay. So then I only ask myself, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask such a question. You know, we sit down, you know, the truth is there was a difference in approach to learning. And the Beis Medrash of Bali Tesis broke open and took over, okay? Before the Gaonim used to see a Shaila, a Stiris, a Sugis. The Gaonim used to say the Kabbalah is this the Ika Sugis. You know, the Mesiachis and Shalom HaYisrael. And that's the way it is. This the Ika Sugis. The Machukas a Sugis, the Ika Sugis, Shalom HaYisrael. And that's where you go, okay? The Bali Tesis, you know, everything you have to, everything, as they say in Yiddish, dims. You know, that everything works. And you have to say that both the Gemaras really work, and you say that it's talking about in your Machadus Ishtikul Teir, okay? And we spend the whole life in Stiris and Rambam and Machadish that this is the case, okay? So I ask myself if I see that the Rambam definitely made a Chazor over here and didn't bother to erase things and change things back. So I'm just very confused, that's all. I'm not saying kfira, I'm just want to try to understand. Okay? Beseder? That's just the point. But L'chay, you would have assumed that Dom at the end, that first, the second part of Dom was written afterwards. And he didn't change. Because let's see, it's not only a change in Nusach HaMitzvah, it's a change the whole Nusach over there. He can't make, because see, he even did another thing. He put the Nusach of the Mitzvah of Tainius. He says, Lehis Anois Volizoik. It's the first thing in the Rishima. And it's an amazing thing. So I asked myself, you know, how does that happen? Where does he get it from? Where's the Mefuish Bekra? So, you know, it is true that, you know, Tainius might be Bedaki Achuba. You know, it might be part of Zaka, it might be this, but what does it all mean? So, what I thought is that maybe, you see, the Ram says at the end of the first Hagdamah, okay, a very interesting thing. The question is, what's the scoop? What's going on in Megillah's eyes? What was Takana Kriyas of Megillah? So the Ram says there, Shadavim in Bezdin, okay, and Nevim in Bezdin, Tiknu v'tzibu likos of Megillah boi no'asa k'li la'aske shvokho shal k'lish bo'ochu. Uchuish Osalono, Voykov Shen, Gdelovoho, Ulhaloi, Ugdeloidilo, Deros, Haboyin, Shemis Mashi, Tihonu Batera, Himi Goygodor, Shaloi, Elokim, Koid Melo, Kashem Lachel Boho Koin Velo. So it means in Megillus Esther is a Kium, a Kashem Lokin Boho Koin Velo, right? So what is Koin Velo? So the Talmud says Slusa, okay? This is not, we're not talking about Slusa. L'chayr, we're talking about Za'aka, correct? Now, let me start like this. My Rebbe used to say, and the question is, it might be true, but maybe it doesn't make a difference. And I want to know if it makes a difference. He used to say that when you talk about Darkei Tshuva, there's sometimes Darkei Tshuva which are prior to Tshuva, which will somehow be impetus for man to do Tshuva. And there's sometimes Darkei Tshuva post-Tshuva as part of the Kapora process, a party asking for God for forgiveness and Kapora, correct? So the Chayre, that's what he used to point out. When we're talking about Hilchos Tainyos, where the Rambam says Darkei Tshuva, it's L'Ora man that he should not say it, it's Mikra Nikra, correct? But it's Makadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a call to do Tshuva. But however, the Darkei Tshuva of Tzaoka in Hilchos Tshuva, when he quotes it, he's talking about it's part of the same kapol. It's after Tshuva. Listen to this Rambam. Perik Beis, okay, halacha. Perik Beis halacha Dal. Let me see more of this. Midarkei Tshuva. Leo is hashov tzirik tamid. If it's, can I ask you a question? We talked about hashov with the hey idea, okay? The person who is shav, okay? Is it talking about prior to tshuva or post-tshuva? So Chayil is definitely talking about post-tshuva, correct? It's not talking about prior to tshuva. So this tzaka is Darkei Tshuva, but it's not the same case as in Hilchos Tainyos, where it's prior to tshuva, but it's post-tshuva, correct? Correct?
Why is Rebbe saying post-tshuva, not necessarily during tshuva?
It is during tshuva, whatever. It is, could be even during tshuva. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tainyos is even before tshuva. Because the Rambam is talking about it's ma'ir a man, it's the way that one does tshuva. It's not part of tshuva. Mm-hmm. Here, it doesn't make a difference if it's post-tshuva or prior tshuva, but it's part of the tshuva process. And I assume he has to do tshuva, he has to ma'ar balu before he does this, otherwise he can't talk about the kapol, okay? Lefnei Hashem, b'vchi u'tachin tamid. You can't have this process tamid unless it spills over to after the tshuva, correct? Lefnei Hashem, b'vchi u'tachin tamid, b'yoyis etzdok kufi koichoy, u'misrachei talbe v'nador v'shachotah, okay? Okay, then he says, which tshuva and tzaka are we talking about? It's the tzaka, tshuva with tzaka. It's after tshuva, with tshuva, correct? After tshuva. Okay. Basavas hayom, shirin Rosh Hashanah, yom ha-kippurim, hi ofer b'yoseh, u'miskabelas hi miyad. And talking about the kapor. And he's talking about the tzaka after tshuva, correct? Shenema adyu shem imotzu. What's this Kareinu talking about? Is it after tshuva or before tshuva?
After tshuva.
And the Rambam Nagdomo is using it by Esther, which was before tshuva. So, I guess it don't make a difference. And maybe even though logically you could have been machalik, it might not be meaningful. That's what I'm trying to point out to you. Okay? So then, if you do that, okay, and say that the tzaka before tshuva and after tshuva is midakeh tshuva, and it's not really relevant, okay, whether it's before or afterwards. So I said to myself, maybe the whole story, you know, the psukim, the kroy in Esther, maybe a pirush mekubal and how one acts in zaka in tainyos, okay, or the tabe esara. So what did Esther say? Leich kneis es kol Yehuda nimsoi b'shushan butzumolai. Al toichu v'al tishtu, Shloshes Yomim, Laila V'Yom. And this, she's trying to use this as, because Emes Mashiv Tichonu, she's looking for Da'avtocha B'chol Kohenu Elov. And the amazing thing is that the Zokh is not mentioned over here. The thing that's mentioned with foolish is only the Tainus. Okay? It's only the later in the Megillah. It's only later in the Megillah that we mention Lakayim Esimei Apulim O'elim Bismanein Kashakim Alei Mordechai V'Ayudi V'Esther Amalko V'Kashakimu Al Nafshem V'Alzalom Divrei Hatzoymois V'Zakosim. And then it's service before. So all I'm just wondering is maybe the Ram learned Kilo Tzapirish V'Kumar Moshe Rabbeinu that the Tzoko of Tainyais is not only Tzoko, but it's so Matainis, but not the way it goes in Mishneh Torah. But it's an amazing thing. In other words, he's completely turned the world upside down. Not only did he change the Nusach of the Mitzvah, but he made something which wasn't Nusach of the Mitzvah, which Ram clearly says the Rabban of Mishneh Torah, into the first thing in the Nusach. And I'm just saying that I can only imagine the Makor for this is the Megillus Esther itself as a Pirush Makor and Moshe Rabbeinu. That Esther had this Kabbalah, that's the Pshat. Okay, the Seder.
How do you define Zarka in this context? What's done?
They cry to our Kodesh Baruch Hu to save us. And they're also Tzam. That's what the Medrash talks about, you know, Kusha Mishabon. They got Mordechai, got them together, whatever. The Seder. Now,
I mean, does the Rambam seems to?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could learn it's different by Tanis, but it's Darkei Chivliyos Hashem Tzoik Tamei Lufnei Hashem. Wouldn't that be by how he's defining it when he just says
Tzoik
Tamei Lufnei Hashem Abef V'Tachnun Vosit Tzafek V'Kochel Chola? That's
yes.
Isn't that how he's defining?
I understand that. The question is, but that he's talking about after Tshuva. He was talking about before Tshuva. He was talking about Rambam's Tanis. And the Rambam is not machal because he says the kiyum and the of b'chol kreinu. That's all I want to tell you. And there's an amazing difference that I never saw anyone point out. Okay, okay. So that's what we have now. Okay. So we have in the Rambam and the Vuchim, the tainyos is part of the darkei tshuva to separate man from chet. And it's part of the mitzvah's tshuva, as we said, as we pointed out in the Lashon HaRambam in Ma'on Nebuch. Correct? Okay. So, we're okay now. We have to be separated from chet. The question is, what does it mean? It's a very nebulous term. What does it mean to separate from chet? Okay? And that's what we're Ma'on Nebuch. That's why he defines the mitzvah. Okay? Correct? So, I want to tell you, I think that there are two parts to it, okay? First of all, chet is a disease, but it's a disease of the soul. It's chol and nefesh, okay? And the removal of the chet, the fact that the chet has no relation to me, that the chayre is the refuah of the person from this cholei nefesh, and the chayre, okay, the double portion, okay. Just before we go, I'll bring the eyes next time, but and before we talk about anything, the double portion, the moshul I gave you with the Rambam. And the Gemara Kedushin, the Makadosh Isha, and the Sadi Gomo, the Hero B'Tshuva, okay? No one would ever say that even though he's a tzaddik and the Yechosh and the Kedushin, okay? No one would ever say that he had a refuah from the Chodei Nefesh, okay? The refuah, that's what Kapoor is all about. That's what the refuah is all about. It's a refuah from Chodei Nefesh, okay? Kara Kemach in Luluf, by Luluf, okay, I'm reading from the Babei Lechai, okay. V'hine ho'aveiro chili ha'nefesh kemo chili ha'guf she'eno misrape ki'im bo'hofcha v'aloife ha'boki yirapeno b'shekenegda. Turn the world upside down, and it's really a refuah. It's a chili and a refuah. And that l'chere is part, at least, of what's going on with kapora. Okay? And I found that, you know, even with what I have in Aveda B'chaya, in Karakemach, it's not mefurish. I found mefurish in the Mitzvah Dovid. Divayom Beis, Lam Vov, Tezayin, Ad Le'en Malche, Ad Shilei Rotza L'chaper Od, the Al Shechota, who Chilei HaNefesh, Omer Loshin Lufua, Al Kapora, V'chein V'shor V'rapelo. So it means the Kapora and the Lufua. This is one aspect, okay, of Kapora and what we're out to do with the Hitnaka, in other words, once, in other words, I mean, you know, the marshal, you have a virus or a bacteria, okay? So you get it out of you, destroy it, or you get it out of the body, okay? You have no, you have a refuah, okay? So similarly, in this metaphysical sickness, you have in your body a chile hanefesh of chet, and the chet has to be removed from the body or destroyed. And that's what kapara is all about. And then, as I said before, the moshul of a sashlich b'mitzuas yom, that's what it is. Because the chet should be far away from me. Because the closer the chet is to me, the less I have room for. Okay? That, okay, good. So that's why I just want to understand. You know, we talk about kapor, kapelana. What is the kapor? Okay. So I say it's one part of it is I think I've clearly demonstrated there's such a thing called chole nefesh. Okay. And kapora is the refuah on the chole nefesh. Okay. So it's a double portion. Okay. That the mekadesh isha amanash ani ro tzadik he doesn't have the refuah. Okay. Next. Now there's another aspect, okay? Because that is the mitzvah, in other words, but until the person has this refuah, he hasn't kind of mitzvah tshuva. Because the mitzvah tshuva, the Rama says, lehisnakis minachet. To completely be separated from the chet. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to take. We look, and that's why the Rama talks about his kapos devorim. We look at the mitzvahs being tshuva and the kapora as a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not totally bonum. So it's an amazing thing. Because, but until the kapora is completed, I haven't finished my mitzvah tshuva. Because I haven't been separated from the chet. So it's a very strange thing. It's a mitzvah which might not be beyond the Lekayim until we're accepted the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he helps me having a refuah. Okay? The same.
So certain Chataim were only Mises Mechaper, so if you're saying they were not really finished not, with
Chelo. Okay, there he's talking about Einish, okay? But it's probably the same thing, because if the Chet, if there's the chil, I would assume there's no kapola, I'm still separated from the chet. It's there, but it's totally, there's a mugging, there's some barrier that protects me, but I'm still sick.
Even if it's called Teshuva Gemara?
That's what I can't, no, I don't know. You see, I can't tell you, I can't imagine being called Teshuva Gemara, because the mitzvah, the word, you talk about Teshuva Gemura in terms of his chagot and his kapola, okay? But when you're talking about, according to the Rambam, they, when he talks about the Vuchim, what the mitzvah is Let's say a person does tshuva gemur, he doesn't say vidui. So he has to say vidui, right? So the question is, you know, see, I would have assumed, okay, this is a chiddush to me. I would have assumed a person does his business, and his mitzvah is to say, his mitzvah is to do tshuva gemur. And to say vidui, and shalom Yisrael, the Baruch wants to mechaper, doesn't want to mechaper, shalom Yisrael. The question, then all discussion about midalki tshuva, and the whole Rosh Hashanah, and the whole Yom Kippur, so what's he trying to do? It's not the mitzvah, he's just interested, is he trying to do the mitzvah? Or he just, you know, just interested in saving himself from Eilish. Okay, so I'm suggesting that the Lashon HaRam Mori Nevuchim is pointing to he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. And all this, midalki tshuva, and all this is in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And the amazing thing is, and it's not a request that a person should be obsessive compulsive, or, you know, that you know, he always should think that he's not there. But a person, I don't think, is allowed to think that he's there, and that's what he said with Dalkish about tshuva, that it's hashav, that he's so incumbent. He always is unsure of his status, that he's completely hasn't before. It's a very, very strange thing. But, you know, see, you have to take a stand, because Pashto Rambo and the Vuchim is redefining what tshuva is. And the question is, then you have to ask yourself, when you look at the whole Mishnah Torah, and the Ram, as I pointed out in the first year, the Ram even starts Aloch Aleph, that this is Mechapa. He says, the mitzvah say, he says, this is Mechapa, and that's Mechapa, and that's Mechapa. So it's all, I started out when I started the Shulam, I said it's a separate thing. That's what you might have interpreted. But once you have the Mom and the Vuchim, you have everything else. Okay? It's not clear to me, but that's the way to interpret. But then you come to an amazing conclusion that man has not fulfilled his obligation of tshuva until he receives the kapor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then there's another aspect, okay? But it's telling you, it's not clear to me that Ram does talk in the first parak in Hilchos Tshuva about the Einish. But the question is that what we're so afraid of? That's what is for Kapor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, if the Ram's talking about Yinad Uyvid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amnasa Kabbal Pras, okay? And the mitzvah, and the reason why I'm asking Kapora is Manasnat Genosh, I'm allowed, you know, it's very much frowned upon. The whole Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva is discussion of where my eyes should be in Avodah. It's nothing to do with Pras. It's my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? What I should be doing. I'm doing Mitzvah Shem Avodah, okay? So I'm running around asking for Kapora, not because there's a mitzvah, and I'm doing a refuah as part of the mitzvah myself, but I'm afraid of the Einish, and I want to save myself. It's a very altruistic thing, or it's part of the mitzvah. You hear the question? Now, there's even more than that. Because the Ram says in Perek Zayin, a Perek Zayin, if it was tshuva, halacha vav in Zayin, gedola tshuva, שמקרבס את האודם לשכינה, שנאמר שוב ישראל על השם אלוקיך. Because the person who is with chet, who is tainted by chet, cannot be the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And until he does tshuva, he's not there. And tshuva means the nikoyon and the tahara. The nemo V'loi shavtem odai num Hashem, v'nem im toshuv Yisrael, num Hashem elai toshuv. Kleima, in tarz v'tshuva b'tidva, it's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatshuva makarebes, esau v'choykin. Emesh, oy zesonu l'tnei amokoy, m'shuka tzum ruchuk b'toeva, because he's tainted by chet. And a person with a force, it goes hand in hand. The machla, and Mirich Makodesh Baruch Hu goes hand in hand. Okay. So I would assume the kapala is also going in. Okay. And you have the whole quote. But say that. Okay. Now, it's even more than that, because it's not only the Mitzvah Tshuva. I think this is the tachlis of Kavonas HaOvos and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ram says the Kavona was Lahamsi Umo Shemiskarevis Lakuchi Brichu Kil Vagidilla. Okay? And if he's Muruchok and he's tainted by Chet, he can't do that. See, here is something which is not necessarily, I can even if it's not the mitzvah, there might be an Indian for it. Because Ram says in Moen Nebuchim, Vyilili, in Perik, in Chilek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph, Vyilili, ki Asher Chayim, Heyois, Elu, Huabo, Oimdin, Al Tachlis, Ze Ashlemus, Eitzel Hashem, it's the Gimel Obvis in Moshe Rabbeinu, Vashkochoso Aleyem, Masmedes, Vafilu Beesis Askus, Lahabus Hamomen, even when they're in mundane tasks, Kotsolo Bees Hamire, Vavulis Adomo, Van Hoges Abais, Hoya Mipneshe Tachlis Kavanosim Hoyis and Bechola Maasim, Hahim, Liskava Shemis Vokil Gil. The whole life is because Bakolish Vokho. Ki Tachlis Kavanosim, Kol Yimei Chayeyem, Lahamsi Umo, Sheteda Hashem, Vetavdeo. And Teid Hashem, it's impossible Teid Hashem without a kibbutz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the key yedativ, l'mana she'itzav v'zbonu v'ezbeis achal. And that's what the B'nai Shem v'zbricha in Avraham Avinu. Okay? So this, I'm just telling you, this idea, the idea of chet, I pointed out with the Radakas Pesukim, the idea of kibbutz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only kilu. The Ram in Mishneh Torah talks about it as a mile gedolah in tshuva, okay? It's the mile kama gedolah tshuva, what tshuva does. Because the final fruition of tshuva brings man back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? And that's tshuva, even though, but it's not talking about the tshuva of Makadosh Yish HaMashri Rasha, HaMashri Tzadik, and he's Mahara B'tshuva, he's Dachan Ov, and you did. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about going through the whole process of tshuva. And completely koyim, complete kapol. That's what it is. Okay? Now, I just want to finish off, and I want to point out that there's a difference between the Moen Nevuchim and Mishneh Torah, why tshuva is ikar das. Okay? Because if you look in Hilchos Tshuva, that we pointed out the shir, in the shir before, when the Ram says in Perek Hei, Halacha Beis, that it's part of the ikar that man has free will. And if the angel Mishi Then he says, the kavon shekane who nimsa ze. Okay. This is the Ikka, okay? So the Ikka is that the fact that I can do tshuva gives me, that protects my right of free will, correct? But Moen Levuchim, it's a different take. You see, the question is, tshuva itself an Ikka Das? Or you can't imagine the Ikka Das of free will without tshuva, correct? And Mishneh Torah, he's saying, you can't imagine the Ikka Das of free will without tshuva, correct? Now let's see how he says it more in the book. Echele gimel perik tezvah. Ha-mitzvah asher kol oisam ha-klal ha-rishon. That's in it's mado, okay? The heim ha-shkofah is the old outlook. Asher moninom behilvi seder teira kulum taim ha-bola. His bo'inein bohem achas achas timsa emus hashkofahu ushu dova shahuchach upfule uposhu shachuva gam kim izakha. Why is tshuva part? Why is tshuva part of Magda? What's learned hashkofas a shall yisuda mitzias anchiatera kimisvios? You can't imagine a man in anche shlomenu not to have this day. It's impossible for a man to be not to be chayte. The im she to usar b'chshiva hashkofa or midah she'enu enu she'enu chashuva be'emes or misgabus taibo kas. He's pushing. He gets mad. Everyone gets mad. Okay.
Everyone I know this guy's name. Everyone I think I know. Okay.
V'im ye ha'odam b'deya she'ein lo'i ma'opay l'shev ezel olam. And if after he's chayte, he thinks there's no hope, he falls into yush, despair, okay, yasmin ha'to usay. Because when a person despairs, he is entrenched. The problem that, you know, some, I'm not saying all, whatever it is, but an addiction that a person never makes the move, you know, it's certainly a physical attachment to the thing, okay? He has it. But he feels there's no hope. Hopelessness, okay? B'shem hu gam moisik b'merio im lo shi'e lo eitza avu im aso b'chu v'yachz l'muto v'nmuto v'yoshu l'matza b'sukam b'yoisa l'yoisa sholo ima shahoye kredim shi'echta. ולפיכך רוב המייסים, השקופו המועיל ומועיל כלם, הבידויים והקבונס וכו', והציב הכלולי, או תמיץ לשוב מכל חטא, ינק ממנו. וזו תכלס, זה השקופו הזו. או תדע, השקופו, the knowledge that man has hope after חטא, that's the Ikka Das. And it's a whole different look than when he has the Mishneh Torah. In Mishneh Torah, he's not ready to say this hope is an Ikka Das. What's the Ikka Das? It's part of free will, and free will is an Ikka Das. Interesting, all these things are not in Pirush Mishnayos, the Ikka Das. Okay. So then, you know, what happens is, it's a very interesting thing. Tshuva comes in the Sefer Magid in the Ram Mishneh Torah only as an aside, as part of the Ikka, as part of the Ikka of something else, okay? As part of the Ikka of free will. But the way he formulates in Moed Nevuchim, of the Tshuva itself is an Ikka.
Okay? It's Mechlekes.
I don't know what can I say? I'm just giving you. You can draw your own conclusions. The words in front of you, and you see what he says. It's an amazing thing. The concept of tshuva. Okay, the concept of tshuva. That man is not you. That is after chet. This hope. Okay. Now.
Is he saying necessarily that tshuva is just... or the hisnakus mimenu zu tachas hashkofa hazu, the hisnakus.
Right.
So tshuva leads you to hisnakus, and hisnakus, which is debekus ba kodesh baruch hu.
We don't
that,
know
that is an ikar hadas to be dubbed ba kodesh baruch hu without anything.
Discussion. He's not talking about the vague, he's talking about the man, the hopelessness of man.
Possibility.
He's just completely in a matzav of yeish. The despair, the despondence, okay? That he shouldn't have that, okay? That's an amazing, just talking the different look of the way he looks at Yahadus with tshuva, without tshuva, and what exactly it means, okay? You see, I just, you know, there's a whole discussion, the avodah is a tshuva, okay? But I wouldn't say the avodah is tshuva, the chesed of tshuva, the machon of tshuva, the fact that man, no matter where he is, always has the ability to come back and to reconnect, that's the amazing ikadasa we hear the Rambam's formulating. Let's say. Now, I just want to I want to get into the next part, okay?
So can be most gracious stress what the Rav is saying.
And you see,
Lamed Daftel Penecha, Tate of Seis.
Yeah, but that's the amazing thing. That's even without the Mrs. Chuba. Yeah, but the interesting, he told Ashkofa, but the interesting thing I'll tell you, there's also a difference, because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah does not put it together in the mitzvah at all, because he talks about Roy Lifkais Ulis Einein, to get himself back, and that's Ma'is Einein Geva Chaya Chatov, right? But Mor Nebuchim, even though he talks about the concept of tshuva, he puts together the mitzvah, a mitzvah kilo. Okay? That, I don't want to, I have to say, but I want to just, there's a point, I don't want to talk about it now, but a point for thought. Okay, now, let's get to the number in Perek Gimel of the tshuva, halacha dalet. The afal pi, here sherif of Rosh Hashanah, gzeiros hakosev, remez yesh bo, kloima, okay. So, l'cheira, what the Rambam is saying, you know, they could be the Makayas and Pikkur Ablos, I'm not getting involved in this now, but the Rambam is saying that there is ki'il a remez deraisa in the midst of Kiyah Shefa, that it's a call to tshuva. Okay? Now this is very important. L'chera, this call of the shofar is the darkei tshuva, is the call in Hilchos Tanyos, not in Hilchos Tshuva, okay? Because the call of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's not the person who went through the Elul, where we brought up that Elul should be, he should come out, he's been coming in already. It's talking about a person who's entrenched in Chet. Uri Yishenim Mishinaskem. And then even more, Tardema is a deep slumber that you can do an operation on, and the person will wake you up, as Adam Arisha with the Tzela, okay? It's a wake-up call to do tshuva. It's like the Za'aka, a wake-up call for man to do tshuva on tainis. That's what's going on over here, okay? Just don't, you know, just think, put to the put
maybe
put it's not right what?
Maybe it's not a stira, maybe nift, even after
I
mentioned,
I'm not saying,
I'm not asking questions,
I'm pointing out.
Sleeping.
Okay, cool. Say this.
Gives help even for those who didn't have such a yeah, you know, I'm saying, it's not stira,
okay, I'm not saying, okay, the same. Now,
I have a raya to that.
Okay, what's
that? Yeah, I'm talking to everyone, not only the Amarat. I'm saying people, if they're Hashem.
Okay. Say that.
Human person, the human is.
Okay. Yeah, everyone has this
passion. Kiri da gosa.
Okay, but look what it says there's something else over here which is amazing. Because what's the call? What does it say? What's the lashon? What's the call? The call is that chipsu b'ma'aseichem v'chazal b'tshuva. Okay. So the Rebbe used to point out that Nehamba is not a big game. The question is, what is the mitzvah tshuva? The mitzvah tshuva is to be introspective, to search, be soul searching, and to find duberek abayis in the Torah. Or the mitzvah tshuva is when I know that I was chayte to not to be in denial and to deal with it. Okay. The Rambam clearly only talks about a mitzvah tshuva when a man's aware of it. Okay. That's the beginning of the tshuva. He calls the pasuk in the parasha Nosa. He after Adam, and he does tshuva. Okay. There is another case in the Torah, or at least another parasha, where there is a call for tshuva when man is not aware of that. And that's a tzar tzor eschem, and that's be'esara, that tzaraka is a call for tshuva, be'esara, that man should be introspective. That's why the Bezlin was derish, and they were chikir on the problems of the city, and they're looking for what the problem is, okay? On Rosh Hashanah, the Shefa tells us, okay, you know, you might have done tshuva, you might have done yihoh on things you're aware of. What Rosh Hashanah tells us is we should be introspective. The Shefa is calling us and to be introspective and to think about where I am, who I am, and whether it is what it should be, which is a very different thing. That's why it has, before tshuva, chipsu ma'aseicha, b'chazal b'tshuva. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. Okay? So first of all, this is beyond the remez of tshuva, which is in Shefer, is a very different remez than the two parshas of tshuva that we have in the Torah. The one parsha of tshuva where a person is aware of chet, and the other parsha of tshuva of where there's an esara. Here, the tshuva, the Shefer is a call out to be interested, which is an amazing thing. Okay? Now, further. Interesting. If you look at the Rambam over here, the Rambam right before this, he talks about, you have the Rambam right before this, I don't know if I put this Rambam in the Ma'am of Kremis, yeah. The right before, in Perek, you have Lukas Tshuva. Just one second. Perek, you know, yeah. Right before this Halacha, he points out the Afal Pisha Tkiya Shefer, Rosh Hashanah is as a Kosov, okay? So he says, Kishem Shesheichel Nabrinois, Uzchuyes, Beshas Misasa, Kain Bechol Shana Veshana Shechel Nabrinois, Kol Echel Beechel Boy Ola, in Zchuyesa, Beyontiv Shavash Hashanah. But the Yontiv Shavash Hashanah is the Yontiv Yermadin. Okay? And then, after he tells you, the call is a person should be interested. Okay? Now,
could we just do Rishenim Shinaschem?
Yeah, I'm going to get
that. Kapit Chippus.
Okay, you will see. What's that? I'll put the phone there. I'm
going to
explain
it. The Rav said, unaware of. Sloughed.
Yeah, I understand. Not only this is really reflective of the Rambam and the Nevuchim. Because the Rambam and the Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel, Kein Rosh Hashanah Yom Echad Ibn Eshu Yod Tshuva. It's an amazing thing. The Rambam has called. You see, what the Shefa does is converts. See, it's not. The Shefa converts the Yoim. You see, basically, the Yom Tov in the Rambam was a Rashana's Yoim Adin, right? And the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim calls Rosh Hashanah Yom HaTshuva. That's what the Rosh Yom HaTshuva. Kein Rosh Hashanah Yom Echon Yibnei Shu Yom Tshuva Veheroz Bnei Odom Mishchosom. So Otto, that's the Shefer. Shefer is not Stam a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. But the Shefa is not the Chafs of Rosh Hashanah. It makes the Yoyim into Yoyim Tshuva and for a person and a wake-up call, He'ora, that's the Rambam's Lashon. That's the Lashon of Rambam and Nevuchim. Ve'ha'oris b'nei odem mishikhosam v'minei zeh hiska boi b'shefa k'mo shebi'anu b'mishne teira. Oh, that's what he's trying to say. Or oh, doshet. That's the remes of the Tishin. Moshe Bi'al of Mishneh Teira.
It's according to the verse before, it's the wake up call of Tainis, right? It's not the dark Yatruv. It's not the Zok of dark Yatruv. It's the wake up call.
Yeah. It's the dark Yatruv of Hilkos Tainis.
Hilkos Tainis.
Uki Ilu, who had so upsichal yom atzom. כמו שהוא מפורס בקבולס אומו מעין עשוריס יומים שבין ראש השונה יותפור. It means that what I just tell you, at least this, there's an amazing thing going on over here. We said that tshuva is a process of what? Of charota, and somehow in Kabbalah, and somehow to relieve oneself, to remove the chet. And this process starts at Rosh Hashanah with the call to be introspective, and through the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, man tries to cleanse himself, and the full apex comes in Yom Kippur. And that's what Chavrut is trying to say here. Psicha, it's the beginning of the process of Hitnach Mechet. And the Mamash, everything stems, that's Moshe B'Yamah. That's what's going on. Okay? And then, if that's the case, all I just want to ask you, and just I won't have more time, you know, talking about the slichas and everything, but just slichas. Okay, let's see what's about before. The Rambam is a noble lockdown. Okay? What are slichas? Okay. You see, if I talk about slichas before Rosh Hashanah, okay, the minig of the Mount of Bishop start before. It's a we start, okay? So those slichas might be ma'urim to do tshuva, okay? But the question is, what are the slichas during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva according to the Rambam? And the Ram talks about them right here. And the Ram says, V'novu, in Perek Gimel of Adalet, V'novu kulo, lokum balaylo, v'asoros yom elu l'spalo, v'bot ekneseris, b'divrei tachanunim, u'b'kibushim ad she'o hayoy. So all I'm just trying to tell you, this tachanunim, the kibushim, okay, is very similar to the Lashon that we read before in the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. Midalki HaTshuva, Liris HaShov, Tzorek Tomim, Lefnei Hashem, Bivchi U'Betachanunim. V'yoyis Tzedokah V'kokho, Mizrach HaKalim, and Adov V'Shachot HaBoy. And he's Shofel, Shofel Ruach. So then it's an amazing thing. The person had his urus on Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva, to be introspective, to do tshuva, and he has the Asor Yomim, and that's the Bechol Kareinu Elov, and that's what you would expect in Mishneh Torah, because the Bechol Kareinu is that the Ram says that about Dirush Hashem B'Motzoi, that it's easier, the tshuva should be accepted during the Asor Yomim tshuva. And what he's doing is this. These slichos are slichos of kapara to finish off the hitnak of mechet, and that's what the purpose of slichos are. Okay, and you know I don't want to. I don't know if I should go on and go. I have more what to explain. I wanted to explain to you what the sheikhim and what the ram the lashon. But I'll just tell you one thing. Okay, it's a very strange thing. Because they say from Rosh Gadol, because we say the Ram says the vidui on Yom Kippur is Avo Anachnu Chatonu, right? Avo Anachnu Chatonu. Okay, Avo Anachnu. The Avo Seinu is not part of the Yom Kippur. Avo Anachnu Chatonu. This thing, Ram says. But Chelo, where's the vidui? Where's the Kabbalah? Where's the Chalota? Where is everything? It's all missing. So the answer is, maybe this is something else. This is slichis and bakoshes and viduyim. Not it's kapora. It's after he went through the first round. He's asking the Bnei Shalom. He's asking the Bnei Shalom for kapora. It could be in those viduyim. You don't need the chagot and the kapora because that you had already. It's just the you have to be bakish. You have to be seich and seich. The Bnei Shalom, forgive me. And the heke achet. Question, what's necessary exactly? But all I just want to suggest to you, since the Rambam limits, you have like a once we've set up that the mitzvah from tshuva is a process, the process starts on Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam, the Buchan calls Rosh Hashanah Yom HaTshuva, the Shefer gives the day its perspective, its surah, as Yom HaTshuva, from calling man to be introspective and to be chayzer b'tshuva. And we assume that since Yom HaTshuva, the tshuva happens on Rosh Hashanah, okay? And he has then the aseres yimei tshuva to get up and to do midalki HaTshuva, the tachi dalkoshos hashov. And that's what's going on there, Sayyid Simei Tshuva, until the apex that he goes Bifnei Hashem Titoru. We should all be Zeicha in the Yom HaDin and Bifnei Hashem Titoru.